Argentina is limiting the amount of cash that bank customers can withdraw from their accounts. The surprise restrictions announced over the weekend are meant to stop a run on the banks as Argentines become increasingly worried about the solvency of their country's financial system. The government says the limits on withdrawals are just a temporary measure. Political opponents say the restrictions will worsen an already desperate situation. NPR's Martin Costi has a report.
By now, Argentines are getting used to seeing the economy minister, Domingo Cavallo, giving nationwide television addresses. As the country edges closer to defaulting on its debts, Cavallo has been on TV a lot, trying to reassure his countrymen. On Sunday night, he told them that it was now time to protect them from their own panic.
Mucha gente asustada.
A lot of frightened people were taking out money, not just 250 or 300,000 pesos, but 1,000,000 pesos at a time. They were taking out stacks of money, which they then put into safety deposit boxes. With all this money leaving the banking system, in a few days' time, you wouldn't be able to withdraw the few hundred pesos you're accustomed to taking out.
To stop the run on the banks, the government has limited cash withdrawals to $250 per week. Bank customers can still use as much of their money as they want, but they now have to use debit cards, credit cards, or checks. In other words, money that can be traced. Debit cards, Cavallo says, are the money of the future, and he's offering tax credits to businesses that install the card readers, as well as the customers who use them. With this move, Cavallo wants to crack down on Argentines who conduct their business in cash in order to avoid paying taxes.
A lo mejor usted piensa que no es bueno pagar esos impuestos. Es bueno.
To those who think it's not good to pay taxes, I say it is good. It's good because it helps Argentina. Let's make the transition to an economy where everybody pays.
Getting all Argentines to pay their taxes will be a tall order. It's estimated that at least half the economy operates in the black market. Millions of people routinely disregard Social Security taxes, sales taxes, and income taxes. Cavallo's hoping the new restrictions on cash will force much of this economic activity to go legit, which he believes will increase government revenues. The extra money can't come too soon. Local governments are so broke, many are now paying their employees with IOUs. But some Argentines say Cavallo's plan will backfire. Héctor Valle, an economic analyst for an opposition think tank, says this is the worst time possible for the government to go on the offensive against the black market. This decision is going to push much of the population to the breaking point, Valle says. He says Cavallo seems to be ignoring the informal sector's importance to keeping the economy going, and he warns that if the government puts too much pressure on the black market, it will end up deepening the recession and it will collect even less tax. For now, the new rules seem to have had a stabilizing effect on the banking system. The banks say they're operating normally, and customers appear to be taking the rule changes in stride. Interest rates are also returning to earth after reaching a stratospheric 700% on interbank loans before this weekend. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.